Video: female reporters mocked for outrage after Braves sideline reporter gets fans' number on live TV. By Warner Todd Houston on April 15, 2025. Several female reporters are being criticized for being outraged over a male sports broadcaster's lighthearted banter with two female fans live on the air during Monday's Atlanta Braves-Toronto Blue Jays game. FanDuel reporter Wiley Ballard was reporting live from the Blue Jays' rooftop patio at Rogers Center, where he met two young blonde fans watching the game. Ballard engaged in lighthearted chatter with the women, asking how often they attend the games and if they are rooting for the Atlanta Braves. Ballard's colleagues in the booth, though, joked with him that he only had five more innings to get the numbers. Ballard then told one of the women that his co-workers in the announcing booth wanted him to get her telephone number, which she seemed happy to supply. "Shout out to my guy at Wiley Ballard underscore setting the standard for sports reporters getting a phone number out in the wild. Tem tense work." At FanDuelsonBravesPick.twitter.com/herfade605lb. Myles Garrett, at Myles Garrett, April 15, 2025. But while this segment seemed to have been in good fun, some female reporters were incensed by Ballard's efforts to get the numbers and blasted the FanDuel reporter for inappropriate behavior. Arizona Cardinals reporter Don Usarek was furious over Ballard's little on-air bit and claimed that there is a double standard in sports reporting. "So are we still gonna ask women in sports if they're only doing their job to date athletes? We can all agree how inappropriate and nasty this is, not to mention the double standard, right?" she wrote on X. "So are we still gonna ask women in sports if they're only doing their job to date athletes? We can all agree how inappropriate and nasty this is, not to mention the double standard, right?" Danny Sarek, at Danny Sarek, April 15, 2025. Not to be outdone, CBS Sports editor Kate Feldman called Ballard's bit insanely inappropriate. "This is one of the most insanely inappropriate things I've ever seen. Like, I legitimately cannot believe it's real," she exploded. "This is one of the most insanely inappropriate things I've ever seen. Like, I legitimately cannot believe it's real." Kate Feldman, at Katie Feldman, April 15, 2025. Tegan Brown, a sports director for a Florida radio station, was also triggered by the bit and wrote, "Here's the thing. I don't ever really comment on stuff like this, but glorifying this moment is just not okay." She added, "If this were a female reporter, people would call it unprofessional. But it's a male reporter, which means people will find it funny and tweet about how great this is. Here's the thing, I don't ever really comment on stuff like this, but glorifying this moment is just not okay. If this were a female reporter, people would call it unprofessional. But it's a male reporter, which means people will find it funny and tweet about how great this." Tegan Brown, at Tegan Brown, April 15, 2025. Many more female reporters were going off on FanDuel's Ballard, and these outraged women certainly had plenty of comments in support, with some calling Ballard creepy or douche. However, there were far more scoldings of these female reporters for overreacting. "Just 'cause he is not asking you doesn't make it inappropriate. This is funny and the girls are clearly getting a laugh out of it." Mets Bio, at Mets Bio, April 15, 2025. "Those are random fans, not athletes, and she seems to be enjoying it. It's actually quite funny if you just take a chill pill. And he was respectful. Not everything needs to be a thing. For the record, I'm all for female reporters." Lord Dilly, at Lord underscore Dilly, April 15, 2025. "This is rage bait, right? I legitimately cannot believe you're upset over this." Matt, at MattBenoit underscore, April 15, 2025. "What you're missing, since all you picked up is a social media snippet, is Wiley is a genuinely nice local guy that is living his dream. Those of us that watch and follow him on a regular basis are thrilled with his continued development. That said, you might need to get a life." Skip Ma'ai, at Ma'ai, April 15, 2025. "They're clearly okay with it, just messing around. This is the most inappropriate thing you've ever seen? Give me a break." Jerry Reinstork, at De Chicago Bears, April 15, 2025. "Two types of people, unhappy scolds who are mostly the sports journalists and the normies that wouldn't care but for the former complaining." Michael K. Woods, at Michael_K_Woods, April 15, 2025. It's honestly so funny and great. Team Captain, at $20_bet, April 15, 2025. When did everyone become such wimps about everything? Drew Rouse, at Captain Kirkla, April 15, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.